Hi everyone, I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 103. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're exploring the exciting world of Instagram advertising. There are so many opportunities for brands, businesses, and entrepreneurs to sell their products or services on Instagram, and all they need is a solid place and guide to get started.
And what do you know? We have got that and more in store for you today. So let's kick off the show.
In September of last year, Instagram announced that their business community has grown to 2 million advertisers, up from 1 million advertisers back in March of 2017. Now in 2018, that number is rapidly growing, which means one, it's a perfect opportunity for your business to jump on this exciting advertising trend, and two, 2 million advertisers might seem like a lot, but in reality, competition is still fairly low and return on investment remains high compared to other platforms such as Google and Facebook.
Absolutely. Instagram is a very promising platform in terms of both organic posting and advertising in 2018 and beyond. So learning how to promote your products on Instagram without seeming salesy offers businesses of all shapes, sizes, products, and services some incredible opportunities to reach their target audience and drive sales. Get this. KeyBank analyst Andy Hargreaves recently estimated that Instagram could generate nearly $9 billion in revenue this year. And one, the Street analyst, believes that Instagram could hit 1.1 billion monthly active users by the end of 2018. So meaning your target audience is likely on the Instagram platform or they will be very soon.
Very, very soon. And this isn't an investment podcast, but if you're looking for a good investment moving forward, and this is not legal advice, Facebook is a good place to look. However, being that Instagram is a visual platform, first and foremost, the rules of the game are a bit different than you might be used to with other social media platforms and other types of advertising and posting. Businesses and advertisers need to take a different mindset going in. Instagram is all about inspiration, discovery, branding, and what Adweek calls the continuation of customer journeys.
Exactly. And of course, the trade-off with ads focusing on inspiration, discovery, and branding is that there tends to be less drive for users to click directly on the ads, since their engagement is more likely to be about simply viewing what ads are offering to them than, say, purchasing a product. But this does not mean that Instagram posts and ads aren't valuable. And in fact, it can be quite the opposite. Instagram is one of the best platforms for brands to engage with customers who may not have intended to purchase a specific product.
So with that, what we have for you in today's episode is a list of best practices, tools, and key data points that you'll need to know to be successful with Instagram posting and advertising, and ultimately selling your product or service on the Instagram platform. And remember, every successful content marketing and advertising strategy contains willingness to experiment a ton, analyze results, and learn quickly. The best top-level advice we can give you right off the bat is to take a growth marketing approach to your Instagram sales efforts.
All right, so right away, let's cover Instagram shoppable posts. You might have seen these in your feed over the last few months, but essentially, shoppable posts allow e-commerce and other businesses to tag and add products directly to an image. Users can then click on a specific product within an image and purchase the item directly on Instagram. So from discovery to checkout, users are not leaving the Instagram app, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'll admit that I've been hooked by several shoppable posts over the last few weeks. The experience is actually pretty seamless and fun. However, there are a few eligibility requirements that you'll need to check off before you can get started with Instagram shoppable posts. First is that you must be located in one of the following countries: United States, Canada, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, or Australia. Two, you need an Instagram business account. And three, you must be on the latest version of the Instagram app on either iOS or Android.
Yeah, so much of this is pretty easy, except for location. But there are two more steps to get started with, which can be a little bit tricky. The first is that your business must sell physical goods that comply with Instagram's merchant agreement and commerce policies. So you can find this on Facebook's website by searching Facebook commerce policies in Google. And then second, your business profile must be connected to a Facebook catalog. This can be created and managed on the business manager directly on your business's page on Facebook or through a third-party tool like Shopify.
Yeah, and I know it's a bit hard to demonstrate how to complete the steps that Haley and I just mentioned over a podcast, but they have some great resources out there. So be sure to check out this episode's description in iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll include a great resource that HubSpot recently created on getting all of this stuff set up. Anywho, as soon as you completed those steps, your account will be reviewed by Instagram before you can access their shoppable post feature. And once you've been approved, you will receive a notification letting you know you're ready to start selling on Instagram. Boom.
That is where the fun begins. So whether you have access to shoppable posts or not, there are some must-dos and don'ts when it comes to selling your product. And these apply to both organic posting and advertising on Instagram. So the first is that while selling on Instagram is easier than ever, it's important to remember your audience shouldn't feel like they're being sold to. One way to think about this is that you as a business should aim to maintain your current content strategy and only incorporate shoppable tags on photos that are a natural fit for your profile. And the same goes for organic content as well.
You know, that's a really great point, Haley. You know, in other words, you're going to have a lot more success by doing what's already working for you rather than completely changing your strategy to try and sell products. For example, a great way to organically sell your products through posts is by leveraging high-quality, user-generated content in your content and ads. Here's a fun fact for you on that. Millennials trust UGC, user-generated content, 50% more than other types of media, so it makes sense that these images will work well for selling your product as well. One of my favorite brands on Instagram is an outdoor retailer called Huckberry. They do a great job of incorporating UGC into their content naturally, so definitely go check them out for inspiration.
Yes, they have a lovely grid also. And somewhat in the same realm of UGC is that you can also optimize your Instagram sales strategy by using influencer posts. So according to HubSpot, Instagram influencer collaborations and sponsorships have nearly replaced traditional ads and are a huge part of a social media strategy that is being created right now. So one cool example of this is when Herschel Supply, which is a brand that many of you may have heard of, featured a popular fashion model, Michelle D, using one of their suitcases on their profile. They, of course, tagged the suitcase, allowing users to instantly purchase it with their shoppable tags.
You know, that's a great example, Haley, and so easily replicated as well. You can quickly identify several influencers in your space by using hashtag searches, account searches, Twitter lists, like we talked about in the previous episode, and then offer them some sort of compensation for capturing themselves using your product or talking about your product in some way. Then you can feature that post on your profile. And for a double win, you can also have them post it to their profile as well. So lots of fun and creative ways to team up with influencers.
Switching over to some quick fire tips and strategies for selling on Instagram like the pros. First and foremost, we've chatted about this before, but it is to treat your business profile as if it were your website's homepage. So think about this. There are currently about 3.2 billion internet users in the world. 1.1 billion of those people are using Instagram, meaning more than a third of the Earth's population of internet users are on Instagram, searching, exploring, and connecting with brands and influencers. It's time we start treating social media profiles as more than just a means to an end. They are kind of becoming the end.
Yes. Hopefully not the end of the world.
But no, just like the end search.
Yes. Yes. Perfectly said, Haley. I love that. So I'm sure you're wondering, what does this mean for you? Well, this massive shift in behavior means you should be spending as much effort and time curating a beautifully designed Instagram feed as you would creating your website. Yes, I just said that. I know we're going to get a lot of feedback on that sentence, but your Instagram business profile is your first opportunity to make a great impression and entice people to follow your business in and interact with you. By creating a consistent brand story and aesthetic, you can turn new customers into devoted followers, taking one giant leap closer to making that sale.
Another quick tip, along with doing what already works, is to use one of the most effective strategies out there for Instagram advertising, and that's promoting posts that you've already shared on Instagram. So once you have a business profile set up on Instagram, you can decide how much you want to spend, where you'd like the ad to be seen, and how long you want to run it for. What we do at Buffer to decide which posts to advertise with is focused on engagement rate. Rather than guessing or randomly picking posts, you can quickly calculate engagement rates for posts by going to your business profile analytics and dividing the total engagement by total reach. We also offer many of those same Instagram analytics and data points within the Buffer product for marketers managing Instagram from our dashboard.
Yeah, I love using Buffer to quickly figure out which posts to boost on Facebook and Instagram. It's super easy to use. One pro tip here is to make sure that you're using Facebook Ads Manager to manage instead of just using the promote button to manage and promote your Instagram post. This will give you a lot more options when it comes to the audience targeting, creative budgeting, and placements. So just wanted to give you a quick heads up there.
Yeah, and this is material for a separate episode entirely because there is so much to cover, but a lot of what we're talking about today applies to Instagram stories as well. So the basics, like making sure that you have a complete business profile, not totally changing your strategy just to sell, experimenting a ton, and promoting what works instead of guessing are all applicable to Instagram stories. However, I know I just glossed over that part quite a bit. So stay tuned for another episode in the near future about using stories, videos, and multimedia to continue to sell your products on Instagram.
Good call, Haley. We could easily turn this episode into a 4-hour deep dive into Instagram advertising, which we might just have to do at one point. Maybe we'll set a new standard for podcasting length. But one more thing that I wanted to mention before you go is measuring the success of your Instagram content and ads. Be sure you have some sort of attribution model or tracking set up for your Instagram content, particularly with ads.
Yeah, one of the biggest frustrations that we hear from businesses is that they aren't able to track the success and ROI of their advertising content. So ensuring that your Instagram ads get credit for their role in any conversion is paramount to painting a clear picture of the full customer purchase journey. And it has other benefits too, like making you look like a genius, as well as justification for increasing your advertising budget in the future, which I know is top of most social media managers' minds.
Yes, looking like a genius and increasing budget. So first and foremost, use some sort of doc or spreadsheet to keep track of the links you're using, the copy and the image that was used with those links and how they performed. It's important to keep experimenting with images, copy, shopping tags per post, and any other factors that might contribute to your Instagram sales success, and have a system in place to track all of that in one place, and that will only make your job easier.
No matter what types of products you sell, diving into your Instagram analytics allows you to understand your audience wants. It also improves your content, and ultimately it helps you drive more traffic and sales. So definitely worth doing.
Thank you for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are available in either iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll include links to all of the resources we covered in today's show. If you ever want to get in touch with Haley or myself, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also say hi to us anytime at hello@buffer.com.
As always, thank you so much for your iTunes reviews. We see more and more coming in every week, and we can't tell you how much they mean to us. It is so wonderful. Our goal is to get 200 reviews in the US iTunes store by the end of the year, and we would love for you to help us make it happen. Until next Monday, everyone.